CRG Mobile.
We're CRG. This is November 0, Tango Romeo, N0TR. We are mobile, and my name is Tom. Good morning.
Tom, got Robert here. I've talked to you before, I believe, eh? Right, getting off of work, head that home, 20 over here. Bowling Springs, hello.
Well, that's for another friend of mine, W4NGU lives at in Boiling Springs and works over this way. Haven't heard him in a while. But, Robert, I remember you now, I think. And I think you worked maintenance, didn't you?
Yep, yeah, I believe you did too there. How you been doing?
For my age, I guess you'd say. Bernice is with me this morning. We're headed to Sam's and got delayed a little bit, but it is a beautiful day. It's a little cooler with that wind blowing out there at 61 degrees, but I guess you work the night shift, Robert?
We work about a few hours a day. We've been having problems with the heart. We got to go this coming Monday, next Monday. Get a heart ablation and maybe a pacemaker, I don't know yet. Yeah, we've been working about 3 or 4 hours a day sometimes, too, last month or two.
Sorry to hear you have to go through that. I was thinking tachycardia, but it's not. What is that called? Oh, shoot. I know several people that's had it, and they're pretty successful with that. And I hope it works out for you. They was going to do that to my back, an ablation, and after getting a set of them shots in the back first, he wanted to do it again. I told him to rain on that. I wasn't going through that again. I've been through enough. And in this case, you have to have it done every year. So I just live with it. But I'm trying to think of what that, atrial fibrillation, that's what it is, isn't it, Robert?
Yeah, we had SVT, VT, AFib, and all that. It run up to about 200 and back down a few times. The last couple of weeks, it's been going a little low, like in the 30s. Heart rate in the 30s ain't too good. That's what they talk about, might do a pacemaker. They're going to do the ablation and all, but they said we're going so low, we might have to do a pacemaker. So he got me wearing this heart monitor. I guess it does like a 24/7 EKG. They looking to see if it happens anymore. I guess they're going to decide what they're going to do. Yeah, we had them old back problems too there. We've had them shots. I didn't like him too good. Best thing ever helped me, though, is chiropractor. Put you on this machine, kind of stretch you there, and get your spine back working pretty good. It's what helped me the most. It's called spinal decompression. It's about $100-something a visit, but like I say, it worked. Ain't no problems in a year or so.
A device that you hook it to the door and you lay down on the floor and you can do that spinal decompression at home. And it's a lot cheaper than that, but it mounts to the same thing. But I can't get up and down that well anymore, so I haven't used it in a long time. I can't say whether it worked or not, because mine's degenerated, so just that old age GE stuff, Robert. Old age.
Hey there. Yeah, we'll be 65 this year. 65 young. But we've got here to the house. Tom, we're good hearing you in there again. Hope you have a good rest of the day. 73, Steve, man. It's KQ4CLG. We're going to be clear on your final.
You take care of yourself, and I hope that works out fine for you. I've heard a lot of good things about that 73s, and have a good day. This is N0TR clear.